Welcome to Head Games Radio. This is your host, Nick Lowry. I want to thank Vinny Del Negro from the Suns for coming on the show yesterday with Seth Joyner. We also covered the gamut of the NFL with people like Rich Cimini looking at the interesting matchups in New York. The Jets playing a New England team that I think is ready to explode. I feel sorry for the Jets this weekend. I think New England is primed. If you know and have studied Tom Brady, there's one thing that the Patriots do well. It's not lose two games in a row. And we're going to go into a little bit of that interview with our friend, our very good friend, Vinny Del Negro, to talk about the new acquisitions on this team, the Suns, and what it means for them. He has not only been their play-by-play guy, he's actually taken over the position of being the director of personnel. And when you think about one of the great things that teams do in any sport, it's the chess-like pieces that you put together for the chemistry on your team. And the Suns have done a tremendous job losing Amari Stoudemire for the season pretty much last year, and yet still making it into several rounds in the playoffs. Here's Vinny Del Negro from yesterday's show talking about their offseason and their new acquisitions like Jalen Rose.
NLB, both guys got extensions this summer. We got their deals done. David Griffin did a fantastic job orchestrating those deals, and we got them extended. Both great guys, only going to improve with time. Boris came in from a tough situation in Atlanta. He really expanded his game and is perfect for our style. Barbosa is just a kid that is extremely athletic, extremely fast, has continually gotten better. That's kind of a funny-looking shot, but it goes in, so that's the main thing. And his speed really fits our style of play, so we're going to have those guys hopefully for a long time. And Jalen Rose was a player, obviously, that we had our eye on, and he's extremely has great experience. He's a veteran. He's scored the ball a lot in this league, and whenever you can add a player like that and make the numbers work, he's excited to be here. We're excited to have him. It's going to take him a little time in terms of fitting in the style of playing the chemistry, but being a veteran guy and being around and knowing how to play and having a good feel, I think he'll adapt very quickly.
That's Vinny Del Negro. When we come back, we're going to be joined by our, in this case, Thursday morning quarterback, Len Dawson, formerly of Inside the NFL, and later we'll be joined by Chris Mortensen of ESPN and Bobby Brister. We'll be right back. You're listening to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline USA Network and Sirius Channel 122.
Do you have dry skin, cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns? Then use Cracked Heel Skin Softener from Blue Goo. Cracked Heel has lecithin, lanolin, and beeswax, plus emu oil to penetrate and soften the skin. Just massage Cracked Heel into your feet twice a day and feel the difference. Your feet will thank you. No more pain from cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns. Make your next step a comfortable one with Cracked Heel Skin Softener. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Hey, sports fans, you love Wrestling Observer Live? Can't get enough of it? Well, now you can get it delivered directly to your computer every week, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and have your weekly Dave Meltzer wrestling fix delivered free. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
How would you like to cut your credit card payments by 30% or more? Genesis Financial can help. They have a program that can reduce your high interest rates to single digits or even 0%. You can get more cash in your pocket every month to ease the stress and burden of excessive credit card bills.
Genesis Financial helped us, so we can sleep at night again.
We can even answer our phone.
The weight's been lifted off our shoulders.
Working with Genesis, we truly feel like our prayers were answered.
Get a fresh start without going bankrupt, plus get hundreds of dollars back in your pocket. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let them show you how to cut your debt by 30% or more and save you thousands in interest, late fees, and penalties. The consultation is absolutely free. Call 800-470-4331. That's 800-470-4331. Don't wait another minute.
Genesis Financial gave us our life back.
Not available in all states. Individual results may vary. Genesis Financial, 800-470-4331.
This is Nick Lowry, and I'm here to tell you about HeadGamesRadio.com, the official website of Head Games Radio. If you can't listen to the show every day, just go to HeadGamesRadio.com and join the Head Games team. You get to listen to Head Games highlights from our superstar guests. As a member, you'll be entitled to exclusive offers and information, so register with us so we can send you updates and special giveaways that non-members just can't get. Stay tuned. Check out HeadGamesRadio.com. Email us and join the Head Games family.
Yes, I was fired. It happens to most coaches. Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to just lie there in the fetal position and whimper?
He's thrown 11 touchdown passes, one interception. His career record is 11-2. Almost sounds like the same kind of record as a Len Dawson during the glory years, when Hank Stram and his great team was matriculating the ball down the field. Leonard Dawson, how are you?
I'm doing very good today, Nick.
Well, good. You know, I figured why not start with the ultimate, most popular thing to do in the NFL season, which is the so-called quarterback controversy. Is there really a quarterback controversy in Kansas City?
There is with the fans, yes, indeed. Now, with the coaching staff, that's a different situation. It's very interesting. Trent Green had set a record for starts for a quarterback with the Kansas City Chiefs. I think it was like 81 or 82 straight starts. And when he went down in the first game against Cincinnati, the people were saying, oh, my goodness, what can we do now? You got to play this Damon Heward guy. We don't know anything about him. He hadn't started in 6 years. He hadn't thrown a pass in a few years. He was the third quarterback last year, the guy that dressed but never got a chance to play. So we are in dire straits. Well, what happened? That Damon Heward went out, and he has won 5 games for Kansas City, put them right in the hunt for the division race and also a shot at the playoffs. And now the people are saying, well, what do we need this Trent Green guy for? But it's a very interesting situation. They're making something out of maybe is nothing. First of all, Herm Edwards, the head coach, had said when Trent got hurt, as soon as he's able to play, I might add, if people don't know, that he had a very severe concussion, that as soon as Trent's ready to play, he's our quarterback. He's going to be in there. Now, all of a sudden, there's something about chemistry that's being mentioned now, that, hey, the chemistry seems to be very good with this Damon Heward. He's getting the ball to our playmakers, people like Tony Gonzalez. Gonzalez has had 2 or 3 sparkling games in a row. He's moving the ball around. And you mentioned 11 touchdown passes, which happens to be his number, too. So hopefully he's going to get more than 11. And just one interception. I think if you ask any coach in the league, you know, would you take that? And they would say, give it to me now, right now. But there is, with the fans, controversies as to who should be the starting quarterback. And Nick, that could all change Sunday, because they're going to Miami to play the Dolphins, and the Dolphins are a good defensive football team, and it could present some problems for Kansas City's offense. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens after the Dolphin game.
Well, as you looked at Miami and the complete personality change they underwent in Chicago, this wasn't a game in Miami. Their defense, 6 turnovers, aggressive. They showed finally and exposed the weaknesses and the immaturity of Rex Grossman's game. So before we talk about Chicago later in this broadcast, let's talk about what Miami did and what Miami...
I'll tell you now, wasn't Miami a team that a lot of people were saying, this team can make the playoffs? This is before the season got underway. Isn't this Miami team a team that's, I think, ranked about 4th in the defense in the NFL? They've given up, I think, less than 20 points a game. And for a team that's 2-6, that's a pretty good sign that there is some strength on this football team. The problem with Miami has been at the offense side of the ball. They're just not getting the job done there. But for Damon Heward, going back to Miami, where he was an understudy to Dan Marino, And I think he started four games for Dan. I think he won all four anyway. But he's had success there. So he's very excited about going back to Miami and showing that he is a quarterback that should be playing in the National Football League, not as a backup, but as a starter.
Let's talk about Tony Gonzalez as well for a second, because last year with his ankle problems, he wasn't even, I think, as sure-handed last year. It looks like when he catches the ball, he has caught the ball. It looks like when he runs with the ball, he's dragging people with him. In essence, it looks like Tony Gonzalez is carrying a load he's never carried at this level before for the Chiefs.
Well, Tony Gonzalez has got great hands, Nick. I mean, I always liked a receiver who caught the ball in his hands, as opposed to somebody letting the ball come to them in their arms or in their chest. Tony snatches it. And you know what he does? Because I think of his basketball background and a rebounder, he snatches the ball away from those defenders. You know, if it's a jump ball, Tony Gonzalez more likely is going to come down with that football. And then what he does is he gets extra yards after it, and he really protects the football. Some guys will start swinging that ball around in their arm, not him. He goes two arms, making sure that he secures that football, and he gets additional yardage. And he's not the easiest guy for those defensive backs to bring down, because Tony's 250 or 55 pounds and a great athlete. So he's come into his own. And I'll tell you one of the reasons why, and it's because of this guy, Larry Johnson. Now, Larry, if you're going to defense Kansas City, who are you going to be most concerned about? Well, I would think it's number 27, Larry Johnson, who is leading, I think, his all-purpose yardage back in the National Football League right now. I think he's number one. But the thing is, those linebackers have to stay up near that line of scrimmage because they're keying on him. The run game is the thing that they're featuring. For example, against St. Louis last week, they have the first 12 plays, 11 were run, the other one was a play-action pass. So you're seeing what Kansas City and Herm Edwards wants to establish. But those linebackers stay up close, and oftentimes they have to guard Tony Gonzalez. For some reason, I would never put a linebacker on him. And so that open area behind the linebackers and the defensive backs is an area, particularly in a zone defense, that Tony can roam around in and get to the open spot and make the catches. And he's been doing that very, very well the last couple of ball games.
Two more questions about the Chiefs. The offensive line, which was much maligned, a famous phrase earlier in the year, but certainly they've come together. Tell us about Mike Solari, the offense that seems to have been simplified for Damon Hewitt, and most importantly, the blocking scheme that now is beginning to take off.
Well, good news and bad news. They have been improving. The bad news is in the game against St. Louis, Brian Waters, the left guard, he's been to the Pro Bowl the last couple of years, and I think the best offensive lineman that Kansas City has, hurt his knee in that ball game. He is going to miss at least a couple of ball games. So now, who are they going to put in there? The coach isn't saying who the left guard is going to be. Chris Bober is one that could be. John Wellborn, who plays guard and tackle, could be somebody that gets the start. Probably Bober, because he played there when Waters got hurt last Sunday. And the offensive line is doing a better job. In the first few ball games, Nick, because the offensive tackles were both new, that they weren't getting the job done. So Kansas City had to keep the tight ends in. That would mean Tony Gonzalez and the other tight end for Kansas City, Jason Dunn, big 280-pounder, to help with those offensive tackles. Now, how are you going to get Tony Gonzalez open if he's back there blocking, helping the offensive tackle? Well, you're not.
Absolutely.
They're coming along better now, and they're protecting the quarterback better now, and Hewitt is healthy.
And let's talk about the head coach, too, because with all respect, as we have tremendous respect and affection for Dick Vermeil, but the pieces didn't come together quite perfectly for that Chiefs team without a defense that could tackle. And also the idea of leadership, which certainly Dick Vermeil preached, but it seems like, and tell me if I'm right on this, tell me if I'm wrong, that Herman Edwards is finding a way to tap into certain players that do have the capacity to lead that team, to inspire that team, and starting with Tony Gonzalez. Who are some of the other people that are stepping it up?
Gonzalez is one of the leaders on the team. Of course, Trent Green has been the leader on the team, but a guy that's coming along is Larry Johnson. And, Nick, I don't know if you saw the piece that he did before the coaches meeting with the media last week, but he got on and he imitated Herm Edwards and had him down to a T, and I'm thinking, I didn't know this guy had a sense of humor. But he's getting more involved in the leadership role with this football team, because when Herm came here, he told Larry, you're my starting running back. You're it. And I expect things out of you, and I expect some leadership out of you as well, and not just run, you know, not just on game day. And so he's taken over that role a great deal. I think that Larry Kinnison is one of the leaders. Also, Brian Waters is one of the leaders on that football team. On the defensive side of the ball, you got a lot of young people out there, but the cornerbacks, Ty Law and Patrick Surtain, are veterans, along with Sammy Knight, and they add leadership on that defensive side of the ball. And so they do have some leadership, and I can tell you this, you know, and I've covered the Chiefs on their radio network for, I don't know, 21 or 22 years.
Forever.
Forever. The last couple of years, I kept saying, well, who is the leader over there on that defense? Because they were...
They've got it now.
Getting mauled, you know, and so nobody wanted to jump up and take responsibility, but there's more leadership now on this team than there was last year.
Well, we call this show Thursday Morning Quarterback. Len Dawson's joining us. When we come back, Bubby Brister, another quarterback, is going to help us talk about a nice southern confrontation between the New Orleans Saints and the Pittsburgh Steelers and other quarterbacks around the NFL, and later Chris Mortensen from ESPN. You're listening to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline Network and Sirius Satellite Channel 122. Stay with us.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. Call 24-7. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in the ability to grow. Being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and, even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from General Steel will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure, and it'll be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save money.
Call the General right now for your free estimate. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298. And learn about our $20,000 rebate offer. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Golf Digest is going to cure your slice now, and that's a guarantee. Introducing the breakthrough video, Cure Your Slice Now, and it's free with your paid subscription to Golf Digest magazine. In this video, top PGA instructor Chuck Cook shows you the seven key phases of the swing and gives you his proven method for better control and longer, straighter drives. And here's our guarantee. If Golf Digest and Cure Your Slice Now doesn't cure your slice and improve your game, cancel the subscription and keep the video free. Every month in Golf Digest, you get easy-to-follow instruction from the best teachers and players in golf, information on the top equipment, the best places to play, and you also get the removable Pocket Tips booklet. Call now. Use your credit card and get your first risk-free issue, the Pocket Tips booklet, and the video free. You get 11 more issues for only $19.77. If your game doesn't improve, cancel your subscription and keep the video, booklet, and magazine free.
Call 800-828-2639. That's 800-828-2639 for Golf Digest.
There's 95 guys or 97 doing the right thing the right way and two or three jerks. So two or three jerks get 97% of the attention.
Join Head Games Radio. Call 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. And now, here's your host, Nick Lowry.
Welcome back to Head Games Radio with Len Dawson. And Len, what happens? Let's talk about this. We talked with Seth Joyner about it. Before we go to the other games around the league, what happens if Damon Huer does go into Miami and, if you will, stinks it up?
If he plays poorly, there'll be no question that Trent Green will start when he's able to go. And Trent is he was in uniform last week. He was a third quarterback. Yeah, there was no intention of playing him. He's going to do the same thing in Miami this Sunday. But he is getting very close to getting the clearance to go back and play full time, and you know, in conditions under game conditions. Now, if Hewitt plays extremely well, that could be another story, Nick. That really, and you know, now's a situation, I think, when Herm Edwards, the head coach, is saying, "Well, I'm going to make that decision. I don't have to make it right now, but when the decision time comes, I'm going to make that decision." It's a little different than when Trent first got hurt, because when he first got hurt, he said, "As soon as he can play, he's going to be in there. He's my quarterback." But Damon Huer has done such a great job of leading this team and becoming more of a leader. He's getting more and more comfortable in every ball game. If they beat Miami on Sunday, it's going to be very, very interesting in that quarterback situation.
Here's Seth Joyner about the same subject, about whether it's chemistry that really is most important.
You can't do that in training camp to get your rhythm and your timing down with your wide receivers. It hasn't been there for 6 weeks so far, so after 10 weeks, you're going to just press them back in after your team is doing well. Like I said before, I don't believe that you should lose your injury, lose your job to injury. But in this case, it's a different situation. I think they have to ride Damon Huer until Damon Huer falters, and then it requires her to make that decision. And no matter what those circumstances are, I think they've just got to ride it. And you know what? You look around the league and you see it. You see it in Jacksonville. They've got to stay with Garrard. I don't care, you know, if Leverage comes back and he's 100% healthy. But they're winning with him. Why break the rhythm of what you have going on?
You know, what I find interesting, Len Dawson, is that it's almost as if we have developed this sort of set of rules that it's the ego and the self-esteem of the quarterback that's more important than the chemistry of the team.
Well, here's something to think about. Trent Green has been doing the same things that Damon Huer has been doing in practice for the last couple of weeks. He's just not been allowed to go out and perform. So the coaching staff, you can see exactly what is happening with Trent Green every day, and they can see what it's like for him. Now, Damon Huer does not get hit during the week, and no quarterback in the National Football League gets hit during the week. So I think that Trent Green is going to be at his best when he gets the opportunity to go back. And it's not like that he hurt his knee. It's not like he hurt his throwing arm and things like that that would impair his ability to play that position. He got knocked on the head, but that should be completely fine by now. He's got all his facilities. And so in that regard, it's not like a lot of other injuries that quarterbacks have, you know, that they can't play. And then all of a sudden, if it's an opportunity to play, the coach puts him in. But I think, you know, when Herm Edwards mentioned at his meeting 2 days ago that chemistry is very important, just like Seth said, it is very important. So I say, I don't know what Herm is going to do, but I know it's going to be very interesting.
And turning to Miami and a player in Joey Harrington who was basically in the street, who I think people felt had been given a thorough shot in Detroit, and then he's rejuvenated. Why is it that we see players time and time again, Len, that in one circumstances with different personalities, a different system, it doesn't work, and then suddenly in the right situation? You started with a different team, didn't you?
Yeah, I started with Pittsburgh, and then I got three years with Pittsburgh and never played, and got traded to Cleveland, was there for 2 years and never played. Then I got an opportunity to go with Hank Stram with the American Football League and the Dallas Texans and got the opportunity to play. And I got the coaching. It's interesting. You know, just because there's a quarterback coach there doesn't mean that he knows all about that position, doesn't mean that he can teach a young guy like Harrington coming in there. Now, here's a guy that was number one draft choice, had a lot of talent in college. Now you have to take that talent in the collegiate level and bring it up a notch or two to the professional level. And sometimes you don't get that. And sometimes if you're a number one draft choice, you think, hey, you know, I must be really good here. You know, they draft me number one. They gave me all this money. So, you know, I'm a big-time guy. But that's not the way it goes. You got to go out and prove it. And the thing is, maybe there was a wake-up call, and he said, hey, there's a reason they let me go in Detroit. This might be my last chance to show that I'm capable of playing here in the National Football League and get more serious about his position.
Well, we've got somebody who knows about what it's like to have expectations thrust upon them, and you had Mark Malone, Bubby Brister before that, and of course that other man with the bald head who shouts it up on television every week. I don't understand him half the time, but he kind of yucks it up a lot, so we'll give him credit for that. But you had a lot of expectations earlier in your career, and Bubby, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Nick, what's up, buddy?
Hey, you know, this is what we call Thursday Morning Quarterback with Len Dawson, and I couldn't be happier to have two guys that have seen what it's like to have a championship ring on their fingers. And, Bubby, let's first start with you. As Len said, he started with Pittsburgh. He goes to Cleveland 5 years. He's 26, 27 before he gets the right match. Tell us what you learned about going from team to team and what the essence is for a quarterback, the most important player, separate from kicker, of course, on a team. What it takes for a quarterback in terms of an offensive coordinator, in terms of the team chemistry, the culture of the team, the ownership, what's the most important thing for a quarterback to have to be successful?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say hi to Len. Len, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Bubby, and you know what that is. That's an offensive line that's going to protect your butt and
well,
give you plenty of time to throw.
You have to have a supporting cast first and foremost, and nothing else matters. If you have a supporting cast, meaning the offensive line, the defense, the whole deal, coaches, players, owner that's willing to spend some money. When you have the total package like that, then you have a chance to succeed in that league, I feel.
Well, you know, you had to deal with different systems. What about personalities, though? Don't you feel that sometimes as a player you get an image, a stereotype? You get pigeonholed as having a certain personality, a certain talent here, a certain weakness there, and that the rest of your career, if you're not careful, you have to fight against that?
I think so. I think you're right, especially nowadays. Looking back, being drafted by the Steelers and Tom Moore being my offensive coordinator, he's at the Colts now. He used to say that I was a throwback, and if I would have been drafted by anybody else at that time, well, there's a few exceptions, but anybody else at that time, I might not have played as long. I mean, he let me, my motor ran high, and he sort of corralled me, and he let me play my style and try to develop for 6 years when we were at the Steelers, plays around me and players around me. Instead of trying to change the way I played, he tried to, you know, develop our offense around that, and he let me play. And then later on in my career, I had to start learning how to play quarterback, really, and read defenses. But before that, we didn't have a great line, and Louie Lips was one of the only receivers we had that was productive. I'm not trying to knock anybody, but Tom used to say, if Louie's not open, you know, do something and make something happen. The reason we drafted you is because you're a good athlete, so go make something happen, which is not beneficial to a quarterback, you know, down the road. But that's all we could do at the time.
Well, let's talk about three quarterbacks that are facing those sorts of evaluations right now with Rex Grossman, Joey Harrington, and David Garrard in Jacksonville. Len Dawson, as you look at these situations, Rex Grossman, most people, I think, when they took a breath, as good as Chicago looked, they knew that Rex had to go through a couple years before they could actually hold him in high esteem. And then there's Joey Harrington, we've just been talking about, Len. Joey Harrington, he's got some receivers, Wes Welker, he's got Chris Chambers. I'm not sure that their running game is established the way they'd like. What do you think Joey Harrington holds in his future?
Well, I think it can be very bright. Now, before Bubby gets away there, now I want to know how long it took Bubby to have his teammates from up north understand what he was saying.
They still can't understand, Lynn.
Like, what's a good game, boy. I'll tell you that.
Man, just get
I think Joey Harrington's got the tools. I mean, start with that. Does he have the tools? Yeah, that's one thing. And now, does he have the mental capacity to grasp everything that's going on around him and to read things on defense and what they're trying to do and try to cut down on his mistakes, yet not being too conservative? But you start with, does he have the tools? And the tools are there. I mean, they've seen that. They saw it in Detroit. They saw it in college. They see it also right now, but he has to put everything together and be more selective on his decisions. I've always felt the quarterback has two things he's got to be able to do. He's got to be able to make the decision as to who to throw the football to, and that is by being able to read defenses and seeing what they're doing, and then he has to know when to pull the trigger. He can't be too late or too early. He's got to be just right because in the pros, I mean, the ball has to be there when the guy turns around and makes his first move. Let's say it's an out pattern. It's got to be there. And that takes time to develop those things. And You have to be able to do it or you're not going to be successful.
Bubby, we got 1 minute in this segment. Just give us a quick insight into what was different about that Denver team. Now you're leaving the New York Jets after a 3-13 season, didn't have much to do for a year. You come into the Broncos. What was different?
Well, it was a dream come true, actually. I'd known John for a long time and played against the Broncos when I was at the Steelers several times. But being in that organization, Mr. Bolin, you know, he spent money, he got good players, and what was neat, Nick, is being on a team where every guy in every position is as good or better than the other team at those positions. We had all pros all up and down the line, offense and defense and kickers, and when I did get a chance to play, it was really fun knowing that you were surrounded by the world's greatest players. And it was an honor to be on that team, and it was just the right place at the right time, and count my blessings.
When we come back, we're going to be joined by Chris Mortensen, guys, and I want to stick with this theme of quarterbacks. David Garrard, of course, we talked about Damon Hewitt versus Trent Green, talking about Thursday morning quarterback. It may be a little bit in the afternoon for some of you. This is Nick Lauer. You're listening to Head Games Radio on
Take
Sports
care,
Byline USA and Sirius Satellite Channel 122. Thanks, Bubby. We love you, buddy. We'll be right back.
The holiday season is approaching, and Tickets Now knows exactly what to give the special person in your life. Event tickets. Tickets Now has over 2 million tickets to the hottest sports, concert, and theater events in North America, and each one of them make excellent holiday gifts. Not sure what tickets to give? Give them a Tickets Now gift card, redeemable for any purchase at TicketsNow.com. Tickets Now gift cards make the perfect stocking stuffer. Remember, Tickets Now guarantees every transaction with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Find out for yourself today at TicketsNow.com. That's TicketsNow.com.
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 If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states, so call now and see if you qualify. 866-503-MEGA, 866-503-MEGA. That's 866-503-MEGA.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Vineyards produces the world's finest gold medal estate wines, prized by wine connoisseurs and enthusiasts. Experience Petroni Vineyards Poggio alla Pietra with its rich, seductive flavors. And Petroni Vineyards Tuscan-style extra virgin olive oil is prized by gourmets to create sumptuous recipes. To enjoy these culinary delights, visit PetroniVineyards.com and become a wine club member today. PetroniVineyards.com.
Hey, this is Patrick Morrow, and do you realize there's at least one video game console in one out of every four houses in America? For better or for worse, video games have become an assumed part of our lives, and that's why I do a video game radio show. Join me for my video game review Sunday nights at midnight in the East, 9 on the West Coast. You'll get the latest news and hear from gaming journalists, developers, and celebrities. That's the Patrick Morrow Video Game Review on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio, Stream 122.
It takes the same thing to get to the Super Bowl and win that it takes to get there and lose. You know, it's not the NBA where you got a seven-game series once you get in that in the final. You got to get it done that day.
And now, back to Head Games Radio with Nick Lowry. Join the conversation now by calling 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529.
His name may not be James Brown, but he's the hardest working man in the NFL. Chris Mortensen from ESPN, how are you?
All right, Nick, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. You're out there on the lake in Arkansas?
Yes, in beautiful Bella Vista, Arkansas, on the lake today. Getting ready to go and do some TV, though.
And Len Dawson and I were talking. We were hoping to come down and get on the boat with you and fish a little bit sometime.
It's a great boat day today, so you better hurry up because I think the weather might be turning this weekend.
Okay, we'll try to squeeze it in. Well, Chris, we're focusing on Thursday morning quarterback, about quarterback situations around the league, and wanted to get your sense of what's going on. We've already touched on Damon Huard versus Trent Green, and it always seems to me as if the ego of the quarterback is sometimes put ahead of the chemistry of the team. But let's talk about Byron Leftwich and his situation with Garrard and what's happening in Jacksonville.
Well, I mean, it's clear, and Jake Del Rio has been, you know, he's been trying to mask what he's doing for the past 2 weeks. And finally, Monday, he just came out and said it. He said, I got a quarterback in David Garrard who's winning, who's healthy, and playing well. And, you know, Garrard is now something like, I don't know, 6-1, and starts for Leftwich 8 back the last year. Leftwich is a guy who's as immobile a quarterback as there is in the league, and he has an ankle injury. And his performance against the Houston Texans 3 games ago was so bad that and the Jaguars, remember, they opened up the season beating the Cowboys and Steelers, with Byron Leftwich, by the way. But when they went into the tank, lost 3 out of the last 4, I think Del Rio decided, I'm going to do whatever I have to do to win this week. And if I get momentum with David Garrard, I'm going to stick with momentum.
And you see that in the kind of decision-making with Dallas, with Romo. Let's move on to Drew Brees and Ben Roethlisberger in a confrontation with New Orleans and Pittsburgh. What's going on with those quarterback situations?
With Pittsburgh and where else?
And New Orleans.
Well, there is no quarterback competition there. You know, Drew Brees is what you're talking about, right?
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, you're talking about a guy who is in a really quite a race for MVP with Peyton Manning, even though I think Manning is the guy right now. But what he's done there in New Orleans, and you know what, and the Dolphins and Nick Saban, I know he's got to be kicking himself because Brees was his first choice, but the Dolphin doctors really did not want them to go forward and sign him because of the shoulder. And then, of course, Pittsburgh, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, you know, heck, he threw for, did he throw for 400 yards last week? He just got to stop throwing the interceptions. And you know, Ben's not had a lot of adversity since he's come into the league. I mean, it was almost too easy for him coming into the league. And I think a little adversity, they need to let him work through this adversity. And when he gets through it, I think he'll be a better quarterback for it.
What about just letting Charlie Batch play a little bit, let Ben have a chance to recover a little bit, Len Dawson?
Well, you know, when I saw that last week against Denver that Ben Roethlisberger threw the ball 54 times, I'm thinking they are in deep trouble. When a quarterback, particularly with the Pittsburgh Steelers, who have made a history of playing great defense and running the football, throwing the thing when they have to, which is a good example was Kansas City against St. Louis last week. Damon Huard threw the ball 15 times. That's nothing in the National Football League these days. But Roethlisberger has been through a great deal for a young guy here in the last year with the injuries that he has had. And, you know, I don't know what's inside his head right now, that he's probably trying to press, trying to make plays. And when generally that happens, you make poor decisions. And poor decisions turn into turnovers. And when you turn the ball over enough, you're going to lose, which was an indication of the Chicago Bears against Miami, indication of Pittsburgh against Denver last Sunday as well.
Chris Bortenson, Reggie Bush, only, 38 yards the last couple weeks, and yet Drew Brees is finding ways to win.
Well, they're a much more talented team than we gave them credit for in terms of, I mean, Marcus Colston, what a great story. He's a seventh-round draft pick out of Hofstra, and he's the real deal. He, right now, not only is he the leading rookie of the year candidate at wide receiver, he's a Pro Bowl candidate at wide receiver. And then, you know, Deuce McAllister, obviously. And I tell you what, Sean Payton's done a great job with the design of his offense. Drew Brees has orchestrated it, done all the right things. And their offensive staff, or actually their staff on both ends of the ball, has done a great job. Doug Marrone, their offensive line coach, had 2 guys missing last week, including his best player, Jamal Brown, up front. And yet they protected fairly flawlessly. So there's a lot of reasons why the Saints are doing well. And, oh, by the way, Reggie Bush has struggled in the last 2 weeks, but defensive coordinators do not go to sleep with him. He is still a focal point when they game plan.
And he does create that extra factor. Well, let's switch to Philadelphia coming out of a bye week as well, having an entire week off. the Washington Redskins. I talked with Al Saunders, Len Dawson, and they said, you know, we ran, what was it, 7 times at the goal line and got stopped because we knew we had to, and the coaches wanted to show that we could score. The offensive line were saying, give us a chance, we'll show you what we can do. And now, of course, Al Saunders can say, we did give you that chance, and now it's back to my scheme of things, which is mixing it up. What do you think is Washington's plan against Philadelphia?
The mad scientist, and Al Saunders. Yeah, he's got a great offensive mind. He had great success here in Kansas City. He doesn't have the same talent, I don't believe, in Washington as he had here in Kansas City. But the thing is, they found a way to win, or maybe Dallas found a way to lose last week in the ending of that ball game. But I think, you know, they all would like to be able to run the football. When Al Saunders was a coordinator here in Kansas City, he had Priest Holmes, and he designed plays for the abilities of a Priest Holmes. Plus the fact when they start keying on Priest Holmes, then open up the avenue for Trent Green to throw the football. So when Al Saunders gets the talent, you know, we talk about, well, a quarterback has to have himself surrounded by talent, you know, to be successful. Well, an offensive coordinator, you know, he could have the best mind in the game, but he has to have the talent to have those people execute what he's trying to do. He doesn't have all that right now.
Chris Mortensen, Philadelphia has a tremendous record coming out of a bye week. What do you think is going to happen this weekend against the Redskins?
Well, you know, the Eagles are a team that I thought, when I looked at their schedule before the season, of course, that's a dangerous thing to do, as we've learned many times. I figured, I thought they'd be 6-2 at worst at the break, or 7-1, and possibly 8-0. They've gone through the easy part of their schedule, so to speak, but nevertheless, I think, because as you just noted, they are so good out of the bye for whatever reason. And, you know, Andy Reid gives his team the entire week off, which is rare in this league. But it's worked for him, and I think the Eagles bounce back pretty strong.
What about Donovan McNabb? And I guess you could say that some of these victories, like the 62-yard field goal that ended the Tampa Bay game, those are things that are going to happen. And if there's one thing that you and I talked about the last time, Chris, was the unpredictable nature of this season. Every week you have a team you don't expect to lose that does, like Chicago last week. So let's move with Chicago to New York. Both teams suffering injuries. Urlacher may be out in Chicago. Rex Grossman may have had his confidence hurt. If not physically, he is too hurt. And then, of course, the defensive line, Umanura and Strahan with the Giants. What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, the Giants are loaded with injuries. Not just Umanura and Strahan, but it's Tuck, another key defensive lineman. We know they've lost LeVar Arrington for the season. Sam Madison missed last week, a defensive back. And now they've lost on the offensive side of the ball a very dependable Armani Toomer at wide receiver. But Tom Coughlin, you know, we love him or hate him or whatever you want to say about him, he is perfect for this situation. He will not allow the Giants to alibi during this stretch. So I still think I like them in this game. Whereas you flip over to the Bears, they are not running the football as effectively as I thought they would. And that's, you know, Rex Grossman is going to be productive when their defense is playing well and when they're running the football. For some reason, it hasn't clicked with Thomas Jones and Cedric Benson yet at running back.
Len Dawson, when you look back at times when the Kansas City Chiefs were a dominant team and suffered an inevitable loss, as happens in football, what keeps it interesting for us fans, what do you think is going to happen with the Chicago team? Do you think they feel like now they have an Achilles heel?
I think they found out that they're not invincible. You know, maybe they're reading all the press clippings, but if I were on that organization after the Arizona game, I would say, hey, wait a minute. You know, we have to do some things to shore some things up because we should have lost that game to Arizona. Arizona just screwed that game up. I don't know how they lost it. They did. I saw it, but I don't know how or why. But I think they've got some leaders on that team, and they have to get together and say, hey, look, you know, we first of all have to do a couple of things. One is protect the football. Don't be turning it over to the other team because even as good as our defense is, can't put us in a hole like that. And the other is to be smart when you play, particularly in situations when you're getting senseless penalties. And those two things always have a way of helping a team get back together, get back on the right track, and win football games.
Chris Mortensen, moving to a team that should be feeling a great deal of confidence despite the fact that their run defense, to me, has not proven itself. You look back at that game Sunday night with the Patriots, why did the Patriots not simply try to stuff the ball down that Indianapolis run defense throat, given the fact that Maroney and Corey Dillon are proven at this point to be dominant enough without too much trickery.
Yeah, and you know, the numbers suggest that they did not get away from the run. In other words, you see 35 rushes and what have you, but if your eyes, you know, game, the way the game played out, they did not stick with it. I mean, the Denver Broncos the week before, even though they had lost to the Colts in that last second drive by Manning, you know, they actually stuck to the run and moved the ball up and down the field. I expected the Patriots to do the same thing. They got a great offensive line. They got the two big running backs. I know they got a great, great quarterback in Tom Brady. But it's the first time I thought Bill Belichick kind of, I don't know, I've second-guessed him in a long time, because it's almost as if when Peyton Manning took the Colts down for a couple of touchdowns early, it's almost like he said, "Oh my goodness, we're gonna have a shootout here." And he panicked, and he lost Rodney Harrison, and that might have been another reason.
Yeah, I wonder about that, because to me, this is the first time, really, of even including the Super Bowl teams, when New England, I think, has the potential for a pretty dominant running game as well. So now New England, which has a pretty darn good record, also is coming back from losses, is playing the Jets. Len Dawson, what do you think is going
to
happen?
Well, let's go back to Belichick. How about the week before against Minnesota, who had a good run defense? He said, forget about the run, I'm going to throw, and he was successful. So they probably figured, you know, against the Colts, well, we can do whatever we want. We've got Tom Brady back here. But Tom Brady, early on, as I was watching that ball game, threw a ball up for grabs that was intercepted in the end zone, something that he should never have done, because there were two defenders back there with just one receiver. But this is a good football team, and they've got good leadership on that team, and they've been through this before. So I don't think it's going to be a major problem for New England to play the Jets, particularly since there's a great rivalry between these two teams.
Nick, I'd like to add something real quick.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Chris.
I know we're in a hurry. That is, I still see the Patriots and the Chargers as great threats to the Colts, because either one of those teams go to Indianapolis and play, I still believe they are tremendous threats to the Colts.
Okay, well, let's finish this segment thanking two people that cover the NFL with tremendous style. And Chris Morton, if you'll stick with us for this last segment, I just want to get your pick with Len Dawson of the most important game this weekend. You're listening to Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite Channel 122 and Sports Byline Network. We'll be right back in just a second.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4280. 800-995-4280.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Callers' information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-981-7596. 800-981-7596. 800-981-7596.
Chances are you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, because chances are you're paying too much for life insurance. Here's the number, 1-800-471-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free, and there's no obligation. Call Matrix Direct now, 1-800-471-TERM, 1-800-471-TERM. That's 1-800-471-TERM. Call now.
Back to Head Games Radio. I want to thank Bubby Brister for joining us earlier. Chris Mortensen, my picks are that if the Redskins can't win this weekend, they are done for the season. And similarly, if Cincinnati can't find a way to beat San Diego, it's going to be pretty bleak for them.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Bengals game against the Chargers. And you know what? I'm looking at it for both teams. You know, Bengals, obviously, they are bubbling over with frustration. We've seen that in the past week. You know, they're 4-4. I expect them to be a Super Bowl contender, and they are in trouble. And then the flip side of it is, this is the first of a two-game stretch where the Chargers face a quality Bengals team on the road, and then they face the Denver Broncos, and they're going to do it without Sean Merriman. So I think it's they're critical games for San Diego, more critical for Cincinnati.
Well, thank you, sir, for joining us. As always, you're the best at covering the NFL, and everybody, pay attention to Chris Mortensen. He is the CIA's insider at ESPN. Thank you, sir.
All right, take care.
Thank you, Chris. Well, Len Dawson, Chicago
yes.
at the Giants, another big game. New England has to show it can come back. What is your big moment of truth game for this weekend?
I think the Chicago-New York game is a huge game because here is New York's, in first place in their division. They could bring Philadelphia and Washington and Dallas back into the race if they lose to Chicago. It's not that big a game for Chicago because they're in first place and they're in a very weak division, and they should win that thing, 7-1 right now. But for New York Giants, I think this is an important game to establish that they should be the front runner in that division in the NFC. And if they lose, they're going to bring a couple of other teams back in the race.
You know, I've got to say that at Chicago, I think it's important for them to reestablish themselves, because without Urlacher, if they lose, yeah, they're 7-2, and they might limp into the playoffs. Because they don't have that established leadership born of 2-3 and 4 great seasons, only a couple seasons under their belt. But, Len, as always, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
You bet.
Thank you, sir. Well, next week we're going to have Jim Kelly joining us. The great Jim Kelly, Hall of Famer, will be with us with Len Dawson on Monday's show to go over our Monday morning quarterback. If you want to check out the highlights on the show, go to Head Games Radio. You can listen to interviews in the last week alone with people like Boomer Esiason, Tony Kornheiser, Bob Costas, Charles Barkley. Not a bad lineup. Thanks for joining us on Head Games Radio. Appreciate your being part of this family. Go to headgamesradio.com for all of the highlights. I want to thank Chris Mortensen from ESPN. Len Dawson, still, I think, the best man in coverage of the NFL. And finally, Bubby Brister, our good friend, who I believe, even today, without him, John Elway might not have won one, if not both, of those Super Bowl rings. Because Bubby Brister, one of the things we talk about on the show, Bubby Brister was the teammate on the sidelines. Don't underestimate teammates and backups and the leadership role they provide for team success. Thanks for listening to Head Games Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.